This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have today's stories coming up. On the upcoming This Week in Agribusiness, I sat down with Susan McIsaac, Discovery Science Lead for the Climate Corporation, to discuss how variable rate scripting tools in Climate Field View can help farmers maximize profitability.
It's really important to get that crop off to a good start, isn't it?
It is. All of those decisions that you make at planting really set you up for a successful harvest. And we also know fields can be really variable, so it's important to have a plan. It's important to make those decisions and set yourself up for success, and Climate Field View can help develop that plan.
Addressing that variability with a customized planting plan can really help profitability, can it not?
It can. We've shown that there's a yield benefit to using Climate's advanced seed scripting. In 2017, users who used advanced seed scripting saw a 5 bushel per acre yield gain versus farmers who were writing their own scripts.
To see the entire interview, make sure to catch This Week in Agribusiness. And to learn more, visit climate.com. For the second time in less than a year, a police officer in Clinton, Missouri, has been shot and killed in the line of duty. 30-year-old Christopher Morton died last night and 2 other police officers were wounded. The officers were responding to a home where a suspect was barricaded inside. For Officer Morton, this was his second time with the Clinton Police Department. The first was from 2015 to early last year. Then he rejoined the force back in the fall, just a month after Clinton police officer Gary Michael was shot and killed during a traffic stop. Officer Morton was a military veteran who served 2 tours in Afghanistan. And after returning from the service in the spring of 2014, he was honored by the Kansas City Royals baseball team. He was invited to sit in what the Royals called our heroes seats. The Kansas City Star reports that Chris Morton and Royals pitcher Jeremy Guthrie posed for a photo. Guthrie signed an autographed ball for Morton that night. Morton presented to Guthrie with a U.S. flag flown during his deployment overseas. Clinton, Missouri is a town of fewer than 10,000. Situated at the west end of the Katy Trail, it's about an hour and a half southeast of Kansas City. From This Week in Agribusiness, do you know these names grouped together? Shackelford, Saxon Priest, Kitageski, Ewalt, and McAfee. These are varieties of apples, long thought to be extinct, and a man who calls himself the Apple Detective has found these apples growing in that extremely productive Palouse region of eastern Washington. Now, you might find this interesting. An estimated 17,000 named apple varieties are thought to have originated in North America. But the Apple Detective says we have only about 4,000 of them around yet today that we know of. Environmentalists and residents are sure to show up tonight in Sturtevant, Wisconsin. A hearing will be held there on the water needed for that big new Foxconn plant. That plant that would cost $10 billion to build would employ 13,000 in southeast Wisconsin and would use 7 million gallons of water a day. The city of Racine says that would be just fine. Some residents and environmentalists are saying, don't you believe it? That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.